here in the San Francisco area. We're very blessed to have His Divine Association and all the Association of the Devotees. This Bay Area has suffered for many years due to politics and so many problems, and this is like a breath of fresh air for the Bay Area. We're very, very happy to have everybody come and have the opportunity to hear wonderful Hari Katha from Srila Gurudev. So this next 7 days we'll be having programs here, and tomorrow we'll be in the chapel. I'll be your host, and my wife Rati Kalam. She stand up. Everybody knows her from last year. And Janardhan Prabhu, right here. So we're your servants, and we have a lot of nice facility for everybody. It should be a very nice program. I just want to thank everyone for coming, especially Gurudev and Krishna giving such mercy to get this type of association. It's very, very rare. And some of us are busy working all year doing different things, and this is the time we live for. Krishna's going to the bottom. So thank you very much for coming. So again, we have the opportunity to be in the divine presence of a personality who is distributing the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of Mahaprabhu's associates and the disciple succession to the entire world. And this center here, called Holy Redeemer, is befitting, because the idea in Christianity of the word Redeemer is that a particular great soul known as Jesus Christ appeared on earth and was reclaiming sinful souls. And now this location has truly reached fulfillment of its name by the presence of a Mahabhagwat Rasik Vaishnava. So the great fortune of all of us and those who will come in the next few days cannot be fully estimated. We are told in the Shastras that the Jiva soul is wandering in this universe through many different species of life. Brahmanda Brahmiti Kona Bhagyavan Ji Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Vasavi. And when that soul has the prasad, the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of Guru, then he gets the opportunity for bhakti by having the bhakti lata beej planted within his heart. So we are having this opportunity in our lives to gain this inestimable good fortune. Sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastra-koi. The most very famous shloka we've heard many times. The true import of the shloka we cannot fully understand, but there it is said that even a moment's association with such a personality, sarva-siddhi-koi, all perfection can be achieved. So in our lives we are trying to pursue this path of bhakti, and we are trying to improve on this path. And only by the association of true sadhus can this come about. Because by the words emanating from their lotus mouth, as we just sang in this prayer, our consciousness will become fully purified. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Koriya Aikya. So our only aspiration should be to have this opportunity to hear the words from the lotus mouth of such a personality. So somehow or other, again, we have become so fortunate, those of us who have actually most of us here have recognized that we've all had the connection with Srila Narayana Maharaj this day. I pray that in the coming days I may be able to fully imbibe the benefit of his wonderful Hari Katha, his incomparable Hari Katha, Srila Narayana Maharaj's, so gloriously known in the Holy Dham and throughout the world as being able to distribute the most beautiful and nectarine words of Krishna Lila and Hari Katha. Shri Krishna Lila Katane Sudaksham, that he is expert in narrating the beautiful pastimes of Radhan Krishna, of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Adhoya Madhoya Guneshwarasam. Such personality, Varam Varenyam Purusham Mahantam. This great Mahantam Purush, this great personality, we bow our head at his lotus feet. So on this day I pray for his causeless mercy that he will allow me to gain access to these wonderful precepts which he is going to give to us. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudeva Ki Jai.
Hariyam Bhakti Shivam Shana Shri Krishna Padavya Vedanta Jindi Chitani Vedamrita Sara Sarayam there's a verse that we quote so often, Shri Chaitanya Vishnu Stapita Mera Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Nidati Sarapatantitam, that Srila Rupa Goswami was able to, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, to grasp the inner mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Prabhupada always said that we were Rupa Nuvis. This inner mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this quality of being a Rupa Nuga is such a rare, rare, precious thing. And so many of us came into the line of Srila Prabhupada not knowing what it meant to be a Rupa Nuga, not knowing what it meant to be a devotee. And after Prabhupada's departure, because we were still babies, we settled for so many things like dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. And many of us, less fortunate, even left the association of devotees. And then, I know myself, I was in Badger praying day after day. It was almost like a mantra. Please help me to properly appreciate and serve Srila Prabhupada. I had known that I'd either been fanatical or sentimental. And then one day, arriving on the scene, His Divine Grace, Srila Gurudev, came. And I don't pretend to have grasped Srila Prabhupada's mood or mission one iota, but one drop has given me so much hope that this Vrindavan mood that Srila Prabhupada came to give us, which inspired us so much to give up everything and surrender our lives, for the glimpse of that, has now been brought to life again by His Divine Grace. And how fortunate we are. So I want to express my heartfelt gratitude to Srila Gurudev and all of his pots without holes for saving me from the darkest of oblivion. And thank you so much for coming into our life.
A few things that Purukam Prabhu said, he took the word from me, but to add a little bit to that, the word Holy Redeemer, in Christianity, holy, they have one name, holy. We can use that as transcendence in our vocabulary, and there's different types of transcendence, the shud, less than shud, less than pure, but we can take it as pure association, holy, and Redeemer, to deem back using the prefix re. So Gurudev is here to take us again back. We have our birthright to learn about Krishna consciousness. And so we're in this holy chapel. Radhakanta Prabhu said we're going to be in the chapel starting tomorrow. So this is like a holy chapel, a holy boat. And the captain of the boat is here, and we're in the boat for the next week. So hopefully we'll be deemed fit. Be redeemed by our So, sweet Captain Gurudev, I came in this room and there was a picture here of Srila Prabhupada sitting in that chair. I had a fortune of being there, and I'll tell you something, and I had one realization. I saw Gurudev here. There used to be a thing called a roadshow in ISKCON many years ago. It was rock and roll, and it just started. And this was the first time, and they weren't, the devotees didn't know if Prabhupada would want to hear rock and roll and see people playing music. So they were very scared to say if he would like it or not. So they got a chair for him, and everybody was wondering in anticipation, would he like it, would he like it? And afterwards, that's his response. Beautiful gleaming eyes, clapping. So, his appreciation. So when I saw that picture again in here, I was thinking how fortunate we are that we, hopefully we can get one drop of appreciation that Gurudev is speaking, so we can be redeemed. And if in this next week of Hare Katha and such beautiful Vaishnava Association, thank you very much.
President Ghosh is saying, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu don't come to this planet, my life would be still in vain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the life and soul of the Vaishnava. So in the same way, after the wonderful association of Srila Prabhupada, all the fount of bhakti became very dry. And if Narayana Maharaj don't come to this life to help us, our life also would be completely unfortunate. So we follow Srila Gurudev, do the tour. It is very amazing to see with different subjects how we can capture the mood of everybody, speaking the very special way to everyone without any attachment for the reason. If one person just came, is no harm. If many people come, no harm. So he has a complete spiritual vision and everything. And I see our Indigo's brother, they are very appreciative in many places, but in no words can be expressed to manifest our internal feeling. This crying of Ramana Das Goswami. My life has no hidden hope now. I'm finished. Even Krishna, I'm very ashamed to say, even Krishna, I have no interest. If he doesn't turn in your camp, in the wonderful camp of your service, Srimati Radhikam, my life has a little hope now. And this ocean of hope makes me live. If not, I cannot live. So in the same way, Gurudev speaks so many times about Raghunath Das Goswami in his bhajan. So this is our hope to follow the footsteps of the Goswami. Hare Krishna.
Previously been speaking so nicely, and the mood which was coming from these devotees is in itself great testimony of the sweetness and exalted nature of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. That by following Maharaj and hearing from him, that we can see how we can hear and see how devotees are imbibing such a sweet, deep appreciation of Maharaj and also of Rupa Nama Vaishnavism gradually, step by step. So I will not speak much, but one thing that comes to mind when looking at the picture of Prabhupada, though I never met Srila Prabhupada, I came into the Association of Devotees in 1978. But I always felt a connection with Srila Prabhupada. And one thing that always struck me about Prabhupada was his breadth in being able to accommodate so many different types of Vaishnavas. And I am witnessing with awe Gurudev's ability to accommodate and inspire so many different types of Vaishnavas almost tirelessly. And for this, I am in complete awe and appreciation. I know that he expects of me to somehow try and imbibe this mood, which is still lacking me. But I can only pray to be able to somehow just imbibe some little particle of this, because we see that this ultimately is what is really needed and what is winning hearts. Devotees have been speaking how after Srila Prabhupada, he physically departed, how so many plants have been drying up. And we see that when Srila Gurudev, he comes to a place, his ability to, with just a glance or just a touch, to break down devotees. Devotees who have come in contact with Prabhupada 20, 30 years before. And just in a moment, they're like little kids just sobbing. Or in LA, there was one devotee who, he remembered you.
Lumbadar.
Big black devotee. And he came to meet Gurudev for the first time. And just, he had separated himself from the society for so many different reasons. Even he said he would go to the temple, but incognito, so they wouldn't know that he was a Prabhupada disciple, etc. And then he heard about Gurudev, and he came. And after meeting Gurudev, he was having like epileptic convulsions, fits. And he said, the mercy is just coming, it's flowing. So, myself, I'm so hot-hearted, I just sit in the background and watch. And it amazes me that everywhere we go, I just see people who just glances at them or just touches them, and immediately their ecstatic symptoms practically are coming. So, Gurudev is so sweet, but at the same time so powerful. But he crouches his great power, it's crouched in his sweetness. And this is what Gurudev, it's a special thing, this Vrindavan mood, this Madhurya mood, which is so far beyond me. Because in the material world, people are accustomed to Aishvarya. Aishvarya is what people go for. And I can say for myself, this is the mood that I have imbibed for, it must be, so many lifetimes. But we see that when Gurudev, he has so much power, but coming through with such sweetness, and this is what is winning people's hearts. And we see that is why so many people are afraid, because they know that as soon as people come and hear Gurudev, then that's it. So we're very fortunate to have the opportunity to have our material life finished and to be able to enter into the material mood of Rupa Goswami and his clan.
Since I know, I think today is a very auspicious day. I think it's the appearance of disciplines to achieve Samaranda Guru. I think it's the disciplines day of Samaranda Guru today. So this is a very auspicious day. And I was thinking about this. And a long time ago, when I was initiated by Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles, I would read about Narottam Das Thakur and Sanananda Prabhu Srinivasacharya. And yet, I found them very inspiring, because they had taken Diksha from one guru, and then they went to Vrindavan, and they were taking Shiksha from Jiva Goswami. And I thought, oh, how amazing. This is so amazing. They're so fortunate. Oh, so this girl only happened to me, because my district girl had left, and I hadn't learned so much. I thought, how is this possible? I'm so small and I'm so insignificant and who is this? And then all of a sudden, by Krishna's causeless mercy, I ended up in Vrindavan and I heard about one very, very special Siksha Guru, Bhakti Vedanta Narayanan. But still, it was like there was this brick wall. Oh, we weren't allowed to go see him. No, he was unreachable. But then somehow I kept praying and praying. And somehow by my Siksha Guru's mercy, I was able to receive the mercy of my Siksha Guru, Bhakti Vedanta Narayanan. And we're so fortunate, anyone who can have this opportunity. And as in the life of Samananda Guru, his Siksha Guru gave him some simple service in Vrindavan of grooming. And by that simple service, he was able to attain the darshan.
We should never minimize anything concerning Vaishnavism, any of the classes. Never minimize Vaishnava Association, Matrika, Alliance, Mahabal, Gurudev. Connection with Gurudev is very, very deep. And part of being in Gurudev's Association is to show us how deep it actually goes. And how we must have Guru with us at all times, wherever we are. And he's showing us how to do this. He's giving us lessons how to carry him always with us. And it's up to us to imbibe that mode to carry him with us everywhere. Thank you so much for good day.
Oh my goodness. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, the godless mercy of Radha Krishna and Kanyuga, Guru Nityananda Prabhu. Something little bit upon me. I've heard that a shloka, mukam karoti vachalam, you know, pangum langayati yat bhaktam bande by the mercy of unlimited mercy of Gurudev, mukam karoti vachalam, any person who cannot speak anything, dumb. And he can control whole world by his speeches. A person having no legs, but he can cross very easily Everest and Alps and all mountains. I'm feeling, realizing something. And sometimes I read that how godless, merciful they are. I have not worshipped them, I have not served them. I served my Gurudev very little. And through my Gurudev I served all my disciplic orders, Sahasrajya, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That is why I am so low
insignificant,
not knowing any language, Hindi, Bengali, English, nothing. How they preach my name in whole world? If you were in Vrindavan nowadays, also in Jagannath, we are yesterday, I heard a new question in my life. And I also answered in a new way. I never thought this anyone will question like this, that he directly asked me, can you tell where Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur now? Where is? I just replied him that he is everywhere in all atoms. Everyone heard his. How? Because Krishna is everywhere. Everybody. Radha Krishna Kanjugal is everywhere. Without him, any soul cannot exist. So everywhere, in all atoms, he is. And to serve Radha Krishna Kanjugal. He is Nanmani Manjari. So must be there everywhere in all atoms. Understand? If Radha Krishna is there, who will serve? So for service, Nand Manjari is there always. Rup Manjari are all there. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is same thing. To serve him, they should be there. So if he is where in the world, in Golok Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha Dham, everywhere he is. So I think that he is everywhere and seen and giving mercy to me. So you should also think that a bona fide guru, he is everywhere in the whole world, in all living entities. I also remember that Sut Goswami has told like this. After my answer, at once it came in my mind that Sut Goswami, for Sukadev Goswami he has prayed like same thing. Yang prabrajam tamanupi tamapi to Krishnam. Dvaipayano virahakātara ājuhāva putreti tanmayataya taravo bhinu tam sarva bhūta ridayam. Sukhdev Goswami, my Gurudev, Sukhdev Goswami is all everywhere, everywhere. Because where Radha Krishna Kanjagul is there, that very near and dear parents will be there. If they are sleeping, then he will tell, oh, you should rise up. Don't delay. Sun is coming. Otherwise, who will come? And who will tell? So, Sukhdev Goswami is everywhere. So, our Gurudev is everywhere. But it has not been told for those who are unqualified guru, those who are not transcendental guru, for them it has been known. So I also tell story. There are two paramparas. One is Shikshapat Guru Parampara and Bhagavat Parampara, and other is Shishya Parampara. But Bhagavat Parampara always includes also Shishya Parampara. But Shishya Parampara is not so much important that Bhagavat Parampara is so bonafide. In Bhagavat Parampara, from Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, Shuka, Madhvacharya, Madhvendra Puri, Srisvar Puri, Mahaprabhu, Damodar Raya Ramananda, up to here. All bonafide and all realized transcendental. But in Sishya Parampara, you are following Sishya Parampara. What is Sishya Parampara? It may be that Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami or Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj initiated so many disciples. All are his disciples. But it is not certain that all will come in Bhagavad Parampara. It may be that anyone may not come. It may be that anyone can come. Some will delicate, some will. Those who have actually not followed him,